It's Thursday night. We're close to Friday. That's a great feeling. My star guest tonight is Sam Smith. Hello, Samuel. Does anyone ever call you that?
Yes, my mother.
Really?
Yeah.
When's the last time that you were called Samuel?
Probably a week ago.
Oh, really? What did you do?
I was rude to her.
Sam!
I know.
How? What happened?
She was helping me move my flat, and I said something like, "All right, Mom," like that. She got angry.
Oh, did she cry?
She didn't cry. It wasn't that rude. It wasn't that horrible.
Because I made my mum cry kind of the day before I moved to the UK. I felt terrible. Aww. Same thing though, you know, you're stressed in these situations, especially moving. It's a hard thing to do.
True. Moving is one of the most stressful things you could do in life, apparently.
Yeah, hate it. How did it go for you? Are you in?
I'm in.
All right. And is this like your dream house, your dream flat, do you think?
No, I'm just renting for the time being. Right. And then hopefully I can buy at some point.
We've seen you a lot over summer. You've been a very busy boy. Have you had a summer highlight?
My standout one was V Festival. I did it in Essex, and the crowd was ridiculous, like actually ridiculous crowd. So that was probably my highlight for me.
And you have been very busy because you've been taking selfies with Katy Perry at the MTV Awards. Looked like you're having fun that night.
It was great. It was a really surreal night for me, actually, though.
And did you know about the hug cam?
No, I didn't even know. So was I on it?
You were on it. Yeah, you were on it loads. In fact, I think one of the times you were on it, you were just taking a selfie with Katy.
Yeah, I was, but I didn't think that it was actually going to be on us. It was crazy.
And you gave her a little kiss as well. It was like the perfect timing.
She's the best person to kiss.
And in fact, you kind of look like the perfect little cute little couple, you know? It was just that little, I want to look hot right now, come in hottie, give me a little kiss on the cheek, beautiful thing.
I love that. And I love that.
I've been to a few of the MTV VMA after parties. I kind of know what they're like, Sam. Did you have fun?
I actually didn't go to the after party.
You missed the best part.
No, for me, after the whole experience, I just found it all very overwhelming and weird. And so the minute I got out of that auditorium, I was like, we need to just go for a meal and get back down to earth right now. And I did.
And where did you go? It wasn't McDonald's, was it?
No, I wish. No, I went. We just went to this nice restaurant.
Oh, very nice. What is your go-to McDonald's menu or order when you go?
Can
I try and guess?
Okay, go.
Do you have like a standard go-to menu?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say McChicken combo or possibly a fillet of fish.
No. I was vegetarian for a year and okay. I had a lot of them. No, I'm a Big Tasty guy.
What's a Big Tasty?
You've never had a Big Tasty?
Is it a UK kind of burger?
What's
in a Big Tasty?
Bless you. You are missing out in life.
What is that?
A Big Tasty is like a burger they do. I think they had to ban it because there were so many calories in it.
Is it like a death burger?
Yeah, it's like a killer. It's the killer burger.
Okay.
And it's just really big and tasty.
Oh, is there cheese on it?
Yes.
Cheese.
And like burger sauce and stuff. I was actually just thinking, why have they not made a burger that tastes of McDonald's but it's really healthy?
Hmm.
We can send people to space, but we can't do that. You are now listening to
In Demand. Let's just cut to the chase. How's the love life? Is there any potential out there or are you still lonely? Because I'm thinking now that, you know.
Things are going all right.
Really?
Well, cool. I haven't met like a lover yet.
Yeah.
I could have actually, though. I don't know yet. It's early days. I'm talking to a few people.
Are you quite open to the idea?
Of course I am. But do you know what? At the moment, I'm so busy. Like, every time I have a few days off, I try and get myself back into the dating game. And then it's just so busy that, you know, it's just tough. It's tough to form relationships with people at the moment, but it's all right. My album's called In the Lonely Hour, so I know how to be lonely, so it's all good. All right, go. This
is In Demand. You've been a very busy boy over summer, Sam, playing a lot of festivals, a lot of red carpet events, and we even saw you at the GQ Awards. Now that looked fun.
Yeah, it was mental. I arrived there and I was sitting next to Kanye West, which was ridiculous.
Had you met him before?
Never met him, but I met Kim a few times. But he's a really nice guy.
And, you know, because I would be kind of a bit scared in that situation, sitting next to Kanye West.
It was a little bit daunting at first, but he's actually really nice and chatty, so it was all right.
What did you talk about with Kanye West?
talked about some food in LA, what food's like in LA.
Right.
Spoke about some designers, some hotels, stuff like that.
All right.
Everything GQ.
Oh, very nice, very nice. And do you think that's someone you would like possibly work with? Like, did he mention about you and you two getting in the studio? Because imagine that.
Yeah, well, he'd be on one of my dream lists to work with.
Absolutely.
It'd be amazing, yeah.
And who else was at your table? Was Jonah Hill at your table? He's a funny man.
He is amazing. I absolutely love him. He was so nice to be around and, yeah, my favourite.
Who was on the other side of you?
I had Kanye on one side, right. And then I brought my best friend Tiffany, who I've known since I was like 4 years old, and then next to her was Ronnie Wood.
Wow. How did Tiffany find the evening?
It was hilarious. She just didn't know what to do. But she's not like a massive Kanye fan either. She was freaking out because Johnny Depp and Colin Firth were there.
Did she get a selfie by chance?
She didn't. She wants to be an actress, so she's trying to be
a professional. Right, yeah, no, that was definitely a good move. I'm thinking, like, with events like that, I know when you go to, like, radio events and you meet kind of, you know, people that are kind of like the gods of the industry, did you get any advice from anyone? Did anyone give you any tips or anything? Obviously, Kanye told you a good restaurant or two. That's some good advice.
I spoke to Jessie J for a bit. She was giving me some tips on just things to do to look after my throat, which was really great.
What are the tips to look after your throat?
Hot water, which I'm drinking now.
Okay. Is that just straight or is that with a bit of lemon?
Just hot water.
Just hot water?
Warm water, yeah.
Oh, there we go. And you realise we're going to use that sound clip for a long time to come.
And what else? Steaming your throat.
Ah, because, you know, a lot of guests that come into the in-demand towers bring these little steaming devices.
Yeah.
They kind of an illegal device, but I don't know.
No tomatoes.
No tomatoes?
No.
Oh, do you like tomatoes?
I love tomatoes. That's no red meat.
Oh, God. This is sounding quite depressing.
I know.
What else? Good, is this all true? No red
meat?
Yeah,
I just eat cabbage and drink water now.
Oh, perfect. That's all you need. Yeah. That's all you need to survive. All right. Hey, Sam, thanks for chatting.
That's all right, man. Always lovely to chat to you. See you soon.
All right, we'll talk soon. Bye.
Bye.